Were you raised to be strong, independent, and self-sufficient, but somewhere along the way, life knocked the wind out of you? Maybe it was a breakup, a divorce, a friendship that fell apart, or just getting so busy showing up for everyone else that you forgot to show up for yourself. If that sounds a little too familiar, you're exactly where you need to be. I'm Kara Sennett, salon owner, mom of two amazing girls, and a woman who decided to rebuild her life from the ground up after divorce, heartbreak, and starting over completely on my own. This podcast is about the comeback. It's about healing, boundaries, self-worth, and bringing back that independent bitch inside you. The one who knows her value, sets her standards, and doesn't apologize for it. So if you're ready to laugh, cry, question everything, and start writing your next chapter, stay tuned, because we're done waiting for permission. As Sherry Argoff said in Why Men Love Bitches, from doormat to dream girl, it's time to rise up, glow up, and own it. Welcome to A Bitch Is Born, where strength gets a little messy, healing gets real, and confidence is the new sexy. All right, I feel like I'm making up for lost time today. So we're not easing into this episode, we're diving straight in, heavy, honest, and real. This episode is about energy, law of attraction, karma, astrology, intuition, manifestation, but not the fluffy quote on the wall version, the real kind, the kind that shows up in your life, whether you're paying attention or not. Because here's what I truly believe at my core from lived experience. What you put out into the world always comes back to you. Good or bad. You put out hate, you get hate. You put out jealousy, you get insecurity. You put out nothing, you get nothing. And when you put out love, honesty, effort, and intention, you get love back. That's karma. That's law of attraction. That's energy exchange. And I want to get personal here because this lesson didn't come to me gently. Before I met my ex-husband, I had never once been broken up with. I had never been cheated on. And I was always the one who left. And I think it's important to explain why. Because it wasn't ego and it wasn't me being emotionally unavailable. It was just who I've always been. My entire life, I've loved my independence and my freedom. I don't like being told what to do, who to hang out with, where to go, how to move. I've always had my own mind and I've never been quiet about it. I speak up and I still do, probably more than most people are comfortable with. I'm also an extremely genuine person. I care deeply, wholeheartedly about the people in my life. But the second I feel restrained, boxed in, or like my energy isn't flowing the way it should, something in me shifts. And when that happens, I either speak up or I bolt. And honestly, this isn't just relationships. This is me in general. If I was out with a group of friends and I was ready to leave, I left. I didn't just stay because everyone else wanted to. And yes, a few of my friends can absolutely attest to the fact that I've left them places, sometimes when I was literally their ride. Not in a rude way, I've always given warning, always offered for anyone to come with me, but my mind was made up. When I'm done, I'm done. In true Aquarius fashion, I move to the beat of my own drum. I'm spontaneous, I chase energy, and if my energy no longer feels connected to where I am, I don't force it, I leave. So in all of my past relationships, when I felt like things were no longer matched or moving in the same direction, I ended them. I was kind about it. I was honest. I didn't ghost. I didn't drag things out. I trusted my gut and I did what felt right for me. I'll also say I had an Italian grandmother and an Italian mother who the second I brought any new guy home would immediately say, "Don't waste your time. He's not the one." So I'm sure there's a little conditioning or built-in trauma there too. But regardless, I listened to my instincts. I trusted myself. I did what I felt like I had to do. And because of that, I've always tried to leave situations with honesty and real intent. I've learned not to burn bridges. Not saying I never burned them, but it's never been my goal. Except the last relationship before meeting my now ex-husband, because that's where the pattern shifted. When I was still with my ex-boyfriend, I emotionally cheated with the man who would later become my husband. At the time, I didn't see it as betrayal. I saw it as connection. I justified it, I minimized it, and I told myself it was different. But the universe doesn't miss details. because eventually the man that I cheated with left and cheated on me. The woman who was always the one who left got left. And that was one of the biggest wake-up calls of my life. Because no matter how much you justify something, whatever energy you put out eventually comes back. Not always the same way, not always when you're ready, but always in balance. That's when the law of attraction stopped being a concept and became real for me. Years ago, I read The Secret and later I read The Power by Rhonda Byrne. And I know people have opinions about those books, but when you strip away the fluff, the truth is simple and confronting. Your thoughts create your reality. Your emotions fuel it, and your actions lock it in. Manifestation is not wishing. It's intention plus follow through. You want to look good? You don't just say it. You decide it. You put the goal out there, and then you show up. You move your body. You eat better. You commit. Over time, that energy comes back as results. And this is something I'm actively living right now. As this new year hit and I started getting my life back in check again, I went back to the gym this week. And I want to be honest, this hasn't been some overnight glow up. Over the last couple years, I've gone back and forth trying to get my body and my head straight again. And for a long time, my story was, I don't have time. I don't have help. I don't have support. I don't have space. And sometimes that was true, but sometimes it was just a season I was in. This week, instead of waiting for everything to be perfect, I decided to figure it out again. I'm hitting the gym. I'm tracking my macros. I'm prepping my food. I'm actually fueling my body instead of surviving on chaos and caffeine. And what people don't talk about enough is how much that affects your mind, not just your body. When you fuel yourself properly, you think clearer. You react differently. Your nervous system calms down. Your energy settles. This isn't about aesthetics. It's about getting grounded again. And manifestation doesn't just show up in big goals. It shows up in the quiet parts of your life. Friendships are one of the clearest places energy speaks. Some friendships feel easy. No anxiety, no overthinking. You leave feeling lighter. That's energy moving smoothly. And then there are friendships that feel loud in your body. Tight chest, pit in your stomach, exhaustion before or after. That's information. Sometimes friendships don't end because anyone did anything wrong. They end because the dynamic changed. And when you ignore that, the universe removes it louder. Family is harder because we're taught that blood overrides energy. But your nervous system doesn't care about titles. Your body reacts before your mind justifies it. Honoring your energy with family doesn't always mean cutting people off. Sometimes it's boundaries, less explaining, shorter visits. Peace is something you attract too. Work is another massive one. You can say you want abundance all day long, but if your work environment makes you feel small, unseen, or anxious, that energy blocks momentum. Burnout isn't laziness. Resistance isn't failure. Sometimes it's intuition saying this chapter is ending. And then there's love, where energy is felt the strongest and ignored the most. You feel it when someone excites you, but doesn't bring peace. You feel it when something feels calm, but scares you because it's unfamiliar. We attract what we're ready for, not what we say we want. Astrology plays into this more than people realize. I am an Aquarius, as we all know. Freedom-driven, independent, spontaneous, not built for control. That part fits me perfectly. But I've also always had a deeply intuitive, almost clairvoyant side. I feel things before they happen. I see images in my mind before they happen. I sense energy shifts before words are spoken. And every time I ignored it, it came back louder. Every time I trusted it, it guided me exactly where I needed to go. Your gut feeling is not anxiety. That chill you get, that's information. That image that flashes into your mind, that's communication. We are energetic beings navigating a physical world. Your body is not against you. Your intuition isn't lying. Your energy is not random. Manifestation isn't about controlling outcomes. It's about trusting the direction you're being pulled in. When I allow myself to feel the energy, sit with it, and let things unfold the way my body tells me they should, they have never failed me. Not once. Not always how I expected, but always how they were meant to. And so I want to end this episode here, not with some timeline or this is your year kind of thing, but with something much more important. Really, learning how to trust your gut. Actually listening to your intuition, becoming aware of those energy shifts you feel in certain situations and recognizing them for what they are. Because once you do all of that, You'll start saving yourself a lot of time, a lot of heartache, and a lot of stress and wasted energy that was never necessary to begin with, especially for anyone out there trying to date or meet someone new. I'm in so many Facebook groups. I see the reels. I see the TikToks. I see the Instagram posts. Women stressing over situationships, wondering if a guy is being honest, questioning mixed signals, asking if they're crazy because something feels off. And honestly, even married women, I see it there too. Something doesn't feel right. Listen to that. That feeling isn't you overthinking. That shift isn't anxiety. That's your body telling you that something is off balance. And here's the key. Don't fight it. Don't fight the person. Don't argue your intuition away. Don't force conversations just to feel in control. Because the second you start fighting it with negativity, frustration, or resentment, you're putting that energy right back into the universe. And it will come back to you again and again and again. That's how people end up attracting the same situations over and over, just in different bodies. Instead, feel it, acknowledge it, recognize it, and shift in peace. You don't need closure battles. You don't need dramatic exits. You don't need to convince anyone of anything. Protect your energy, move quietly, and attract the peace you want. And this is where intuition and the law of attraction come together. The universe doesn't understand, I don't want. It only understands focus. So when you say, I don't want negativity, I don't want cheating, I don't want emotionally unavailable men, the universe hears negativity, cheating, emotionally unavailable men. And that's what you keep getting. Instead, be what you want. Be honest. Be faithful to your friends, to your family, to your partners. Be emotionally available. Be grounded. Be kind. Be consistent. When you live life as if you already have what you want, when you operate from abundance instead of lack, the universe responds to that energy. You don't chase it. You don't beg for it. You don't force it. You attract it. Rework your outlook. Start living for the life that you want, not reacting to the one you're afraid of. Because when you trust your intuition, protect your energy, and put out what you want returned, the rest follows every single time. Thanks for hanging out with me on A Bitch Is Born. If you have episode ideas, questions, or just want to connect, find me on Instagram at A Bitch Is Born Podcast. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the show if today's episode hit home. It helps more women find their fire again. Until next time, stay confident, stay kind, and remember, a bitch is born every day.